Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In Dover, the town board regular meeting will be at Town Hall 6:30 till 7:30. Northeast New York has their wind, solar, and signage meeting also at 7 p.m. Region 1 Reopening Committee Athletics Extracurricular Activities Task Group is meeting on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We remind you, check before you go to make sure where those meetings are held. Some are being held actually at town halls, and others are still remote meetings. Coming up this weekend, the fifth weekend in Norfolk, it's a virtual weekend in Norfolk this weekend. It's being held on Saturday and Sunday, July 31st and August 1st, and then 2nd. Details and more information on how you can follow it and join in, weekendinnorfolk.org. Also, the Falcon Ridge 2020 Share and Shelter in Place Fest is being held. They will start their virtual fest on Thursday at 1:30, and each day through Sunday, August 2nd, it'll be shown on their Facebook and YouTube pages. Follow the links, facebook.com/Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and then look for their YouTube channel. Taking a look at other stories we're following in and around our tri-state region, Connecticut has announced $43 million to help students and schools prepare for remote learning. On Tuesday, Governor Lamont announced a major investment designed to help students and their schools get ready for remote learning. Connecticut's coronavirus numbers are good, and the state is committed towards a full opening this fall. But the final call will come down to those individual school districts. If it's a hybrid model or remote learning, the federal money from the CARES Act will connect students and those school districts that need it the most. Meanwhile, absentee balloting, a voting bill has cleared the state legislature. They've given the right to vote by absentee ballot if people are concerned about the coronavirus. As the Senate agreed yesterday, the Connecticut voters worried about catching coronavirus disease can vote absentee this year rather than risk exposure from going to polling places. Governor Lamont plans to sign the legislation that temporarily expands eligibility for absentee ballots for August 11th primary elections and the November 3rd general election following its final legislative approval in the Senate. Senators voted 35-1 to approve the absentee ballot bill. Bridgeport Democrat Dennis Bradley cast the lone dissenting vote. In New York, the pandemic has forced many child care providers to close as enrollment plummeted. About 4.5 million child care slots are at risk if the industry does not receive assistance, potentially impacting parents and families attempting to return to work. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said to combat this threat to the industry as well as potential economic impact, she's calling for a $50 billion fund to assist child care providers struggling to operate across the country, as well as guidance from the Center for Disease Control for best practices for keeping children safe. She discussed her bill, the Children's Essential Act, with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and local officials at the Community Family Development in the city of Poughkeepsie on Monday afternoon. Travelers from 34 states have now been added to New York and Connecticut quarantine list. That includes Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, now having to self-quarantine upon entering New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut after more states were added to the list on Tuesday. Illinois, Kentucky, and Minnesota were also included on the quarantine list after surpassing 10 average daily positive COVID-19 cases per 100,000 residents over the last week, a threshold that's being included. Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico were also added as New York expanded the list beyond states for the first time, according to Governor Cuomo. After making a public plea for funding last fall, the Catskill Community Center is now up for sale. The building was recently listed for $1.5 million. Throughout the pandemic, the community center has continued to operate its food bank every Wednesday from 1:30 till 3 p.m. and its summer recreation program, which runs Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., July 6th to August 21st. Catskill Community Center Board of Director President Jeff Friedman described the decision as gut-wrenching. Out of Great Barrington, for years, Sean Van Dusen has been fighting the same battle against a common enemy, flushable wipes. Van Dusen, Great Barrington's Director of Department of Public Works, has pleaded with residents to avoid flushing the wipes, which can cause clots that wreak havoc with the sewer systems. Yet, he says, workers have seen not even a slight downturn in the practice. It's an expensive problem communities are facing across the county and beyond. The disposable wipes tend to tangle in sewer pumps and potentially destroy them. them. And with an outbreak of COVID-19, the use of disinfectant wipes has increased amid hypervigilance against the spread of the virus. Quote, it got worse the pandemic, according to Bob Rumbold, superintendent of the Adams Wastewater Treatment Plant, end quote. But they're back into normalcy now. In Great Barrington, the latest trouble is at the Avery Lane pumping station, the last stop for sewage before it travels to the treatment plant on Bentley Avenue. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today down 205 points yesterday, 26,379.28. The NASDAQ starts off today at 10,402.09, and the S&P 500 starts off the day today at 3,218.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.